Good morning, Unbreakable Rogues. Good morning. My name is Roberto and I am the Unbreakable Rogue. Welcome to Unbreakable Secrets. Today is Wednesday, May 15th of 2024. The fastest 20-minute podcast in the history of the world. 20 minutes of high-power content, motivation, ideas, inspiration. But most important things is the giving part. The more you give, the more you receive. Did my walk in this morning and pick up a box that was on the floor. If you are walking, if you see something that you can pick up and put it in the trash. So today we're going to talk about Tom Brady. Tom Brady. I'm familiar with Tom Brady, Super Bowl champions. I don't know too much about the life of this dude. Bits and pieces. Obviously, you know, I watched football and, you know, over the years and but I'm a huge fan of success. And he just was paid $25 million for just showing up to get roasted on Netflix, right? I haven't seen the show yet. I'm going to see it later on. Because of marketing purposes, right? I don't watch it just because, right? But one of the things that I've been telling folks, it is regardless of who you are, the guy knows marketing. And apparently, I don't know, you know, obviously, I bits and pieces that I read. I mean, he got divorced a few years ago with this, what was the name of the wife? I don't know the name of this wife, but anyway, so apparently either she cheated. I mean, I have no clue. I have no clue, you know, the story because I don't follow their private lives. But success leaves clues. So these guys need to continue to make money, you know, because they had to continue. If they want to live their lives the way they want to live their life, they gotta stay active, right? Attention, keep attention, right? So, and there's actually a movie, and I haven't seen the movie about Tom. This about these four ladies that they are going to the Super Bowl to watch Tom Brady. So the guy knows marketing. The guys definitely know how to sell himself, right? And regardless of the outcome, that's the guy. I see quite a few bits from him. I mean, the determination of the guy is unparalleled, right? The Kobe Bryants of the world, the Michael Jordan, and just a few of those individuals, they have the capacity, the teamwork, the tenacity, the relentless factor of I need to get shit done. This is my fifth week that I've been tracking absolutely everything. Today, I literally sat down and pretty much adding all the activities that I did to my week. And on paper, put it on paper, not in this. I started in a spreadsheet, but I think I'm better writing things down because that is gonna take me to the next level. So I literally spend the past hour, which I should have done this Sunday, right? Because tracking on a daily basis your progress and having that atomic, if you haven't read the book Atomic Habits by James Clear, get it. I feel so accomplished that you have no stinking idea that, I want to have my business to the next level. I want to have my life into the next level. But if you are not tracking, and I heard a long time ago, if you don't track it, whatever doesn't get tracked doesn't get done. You know, people are in sales, you know, they gotta, you know, for so many calls they make, they gotta make certain appointments. For certain appointments, they gotta make, everything has to be tracked on a daily basis. By the time that I see in 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, 6 months, so I have enough data for myself that I can say, look, if you don't track it, I mean, it's so good to see your progress, like how far you come. It is the first time in decades I really put myself in a position that tracking every day, Monday or Friday, since I work, from home, the business and all of that stuff, the running, the meditation, it is very hard. I mean, it is not a simple task, because all our lives we've been programmed to follow other people and to do what others want us to do with our time. Without being so, you gotta have time for cleaning, for do your stuff, who's gonna do your laundry, who's gonna do your posts on Instagram, who's gonna do, and I'm talking about posting, I'm talking about daily activities, like I've been running a lot, I've been biking a lot, so I'm tracking the miles that I'm doing to the bike. I gotta be able to just like obliterate the competition, right? In order for me to do so, I have to track my activity in a daily basis. A daily goal setter, a daily goal hitter. So not only I see the last month, I was like, man, you haven't done that like in years. And I mentioned that the reason I want to do it, because it was a few years ago I did start tracking to the app and on Under Armour, and it was just like ridiculous. I mean, it was just a fluke. So in talking about how these guys perform. You know, Tom Brady had to have this, or he still have this massive amount of discipline in a daily basis in order for him keep, because if you not keep active, then people forget about you. You know, how many people that they're on the NBA that you don't know where they are? Like, I remember, I was a huge fan of the San Antonio Spurs and, David Robinson, Isaiah Thomas. Where are these guys? Either they are, on doing their own stuff. I mean, they're not socially out there like these guys. But if these guys want to be on the map, you got to think like Tom Brady. You got to go out there and he, that is more publicity doing a roast for him. But I mean, it is how champions are made. He continuously need to find the ways to put himself out there. Another guy that I'm going to talk about later, it is a that he fought. He is a fighter and is he does a great on marketing. Is Mayweather, and he has this TMT. It was the Money Team, and he has. I mean, he is one of the best marketers that I know. I mean, he knows how to market himself. He knows how to put out there, and he's just like constantly working himself in a position of greatness. And we got to continue to do so. It's like, you got to eat good. I gotta get up early, turn off the TV, turn off all the distractions. And I don't read the news. I don't read anything that happened in the Middle East. I got to figure that out how everything starts from home. We're going in a times that they are, if we're not thinking like warriors, if we're not going around, training ourselves in a way that, we gotta take care of our families, right? Mentally, physically, financially. So we gotta think like Tom Brady. We gotta keep our households protected. We gotta keep our households, against predators, right? And I'm talking about maybe the birds that they're trying to get into my house, right? But it's still, and even talking about the humans as well. I gotta protect my home. I gotta be on my toes every day. I gotta be running all the time. I gotta have my five senses in a way that whatever I do, whatever I move, I gotta move consistently. Consistent. But Tom Brady, man, what a phenomenal athlete. What a phenomenal athlete. And just to let you know, this is probably maybe one of the last episodes that I'm gonna be doing this week, because we're doing some stuff, right? But what I want to leave you this week is just, you got to think like Tom Brady. You got to go out there and someone actually posted in one of those threads on Instagram, and this chick is like, what do I find? I'm a 35-year-old woman I'm using all these dating apps, and it's just like trash, bunch of, it's a sewer, it's a disgusting. And I told her, and I kind of commented that. I said, well, you guys, your women look into the wrong freaking place, bars, I don't know, strip clubs, and you aren't gonna find a quality man doing that. If you wanna find a quality guy, you know, construction, electricians, you know, plumbers, and the tradesmen, you know, carpenters, you know, people who give more. Find out who, if you want to find the right guy for you, go to a good Catholic church and find a guy that they're doing, you know, mission trips, that they're helping other people. The more they help, the more quality of guy you're going to find working with the community. And that's why either those multi-billionaires, they do a lot of work for the community, because the more they give, the more they get. And then, you know, I don't remember, I told you guys about the movie from Nicolas Cage and back in, I don't know, the 90s. I don't know. It was a long time ago when he actually wins the lottery, and his wife back in the movie was Rosario, the, you know, the with the Brooklyn accent, right? Which I kind of don't care about her, you know, anyway. But she was the typical, you know, dream, and I'm going to be, you know, I'm going to win the lottery, and I'm going to have all these materialistic things and blah, blah, blah. And he was like, why? But the guy was a police officer in New York, and he was basically a one-of-the-kind guy. He was just wanting to help people and donate their time. So even he was looking the very next opportunity to help, regardless of he was a cop or not. You know, donate maybe a piece of bread, or if someone was in strain, he was, you know, offering a helping hand. So when they finally win the lottery, and you know, and the wife, you know, he donated a bunch of money, and he got a bunch of attention, and the wife took his money, and at the end of the day, he was one of a con, or a swindler. He met, and you're so sophisticated. So she was darkened by this trickster, and she ended taking all her money and disappear, right? Because fools, they just don't think. They just have their brains in the smoke that they see every day, but they don't see actually the actual picture in life, right? So you gotta be like that. You gotta be like Tom Brady. You gotta be able to work your magic and find ways to help more people. Find ways to not worry about what other people think about you, and just be good, be just good to people, right? So Tom Brady, man, what a phenomenal dude, you know? It was a 40, is probably the guy, I don't think there's going to be other guy in probably in the history on the NFL that is going to win like four straight championships in a row. I don't think there, it may not, but I don't think there was going to be nobody on this planet that it is going to have, I don't know, four, five, six championships in a row. Or four in a row, and how many rings he had? I mean, I don't think so, because the more we go through society, the less we're gonna find these hardcore athletes, like, you know, like the Michael Jordans, you know, LeBron James. He's getting old, LeBron James, you know, but you know, Kobe Bryant. I mean, you'll see less and less all these folks, because the I don't know, there's. I don't. We need more of these guys. We need more of this, or the Julio Cesar Chavez, right? You know, the boxers, or the Canelos. You know, the boxers. You know, the Mike Tyson. You know, Mike Tyson is gonna do that fight with this dude. I think it's gonna be a fluke. I'm not interested to watch that fight. I might actually watch it just for marketing purposes. You know, but at the end of the day, I think Mike Tyson is still. Despite the fact that he was a good fighter, he, you know, and the reason actually people do it is because nobody, they look for I mean, I don't know their motives to do so, but I think he wants to tell the world that he has something to offer. You know, most folks that, you know, they want that attention to show them that, hey, I still got it, or hey, look, you know, I can do this thing, you know, but I quite honest. I want to spend money to watch the fight, even though I believe so they're going to be free on Netflix. I have no clue. I'm working on myself that I might watch the fight maybe 3 months from today, or even next year, whatever the case might be. Right now, I'm focused. I'm like the Tom Brady. I'm like, how can I win the first championship, and then I'm going to win the second championship. I'm looking for the third. I'm looking for the fourth. So there's no time to fuck around. There's no time to distractions. There's no time to absolutely nothing. You know, so you got to protect. You got to protect your environment. You got to protect your hustle. You got to protect your mind of this disgusting noise that is going everywhere, right? You know, there's noise. You know, that's why you got to do meditation. That's why you got to do cold showers. That way you got to, you just got to step away from society for a little bit. You got to go dark, which go dark means you got to disappear for a month, 2 months, 6 months, a year. And actually someone mentioned a few days ago, I say, who has taken a sabbatical? Like, I always wanted to take sabbatical, like six, could be 6 months, could be 2 years. I have no clue. So we're working on my business, so we can just be fully remotely, and just we can do everything online. It is just like we're out. We're traveling all over the world, and it's mobility. The New Rich, like the book, The 4-Hour Week by Tim Ferriss. The 4-Hour Week by Tim Ferriss. You guys got read that book and reread it and reread it and reread it and reread it. That is the key of freedom. The key of freedom is do whatever you want at the time you want to do it, when you want to do it, every single time. That's the goal. Freedom. It's not money. It's not likes on Instagram. It's not likes on YouTube. It is freedom, the ability of grab a flight and I'm just going to Thailand, I'm going to Dubai for the week, I'm coming. That's freedom. Freedom is do whenever you want and who you want to do it. And that's the key. You got to pass. You're in the, and I'm 50 years of age, and I'm like, it's the first quarter of my life is done. 50 years, 50 years, man, 50 fucking years. I need, you know, I'm more humble than I possibly have, and I just want to like just like pray and just let the Lord Jesus Christ bless us, and my God, and it's just like let us keep going for one more set, you know, one more repetition, you know, maybe 20, 30 more years, maybe another 50. Let us be more abundant in our senses, so we can help more people along the way, so we can pray for more people, so we can have the understanding that, you know, this world is unique. We are here for just a fraction of a second, you know, and I'm gonna say it again. You know, I read it in a book, I don't even remember. They say, you know what, people think that they're gonna live 10,000 years. Stop acting like you're gonna live 10,000 years. You ain't gonna live that long. The time we spend sleeping in bed every night, the time we're sleeping, wasting our lives, you know, people, I mean, I don't drink. It's almost 3 years. I've been 3 years sober, so I don't drink, I don't smoke. It's just like, come on, man. You know, life is too short. Why we are worried about what other people are doing? Why we worried about the neighbor? Why are we worried about what this guy has? House that's 20 houses, 30 houses, has 2 planes, 2 boats, houses in the Bahamas. Who cares? Worry about whatever you what you're doing in a daily basis and track your progress. Stop being nosy. Stop being I do a lot of I go on all the people's pages and look their Instagram, but you know, for marketing purposes only. And I just like I basically learn from what they doing and apply it into my life. You got to apply every single sense, every single quality you have. You got to throw it at the universe. You got to go out there and help more people. You got to help more people. You got to help more people. And you got to help more people. Have a good afternoon. Have a good week. Go help somebody that can ever repay you. You can email us at ubrogue@gmail.com. ubrogue@gmail.com. Follow us on Instagram and @unbreakablerogue. On YouTube and @unbreakablerogue. Have a good afternoon. Enjoy the rest of the day. Pray for others. God give us the passion, the understanding, the force, the quality to keep going. so we can bless more people, so we can just like keep going, man. Life's too short. Life's too short. We're so grateful that you give us one more day of breathing or tasting, breathing and feeling the air and listening to the birds. Man, it's so good. It's so good. I mean, God is great. I'm telling you guys. Have a good afternoon and go help somebody that can never repay you.